Welcome to Torati Mecha Machshava, Cultivating Connection with the OU Women's Initiative. Cultivating Connection is dedicated by Suzette and Michelle Allen and family in memory of Paul and Ilse Besch and Gabriella Besch Allen of Munich, Germany, and in the memory of the Louvre family of Pasewalk, Germany. May their neshamos each have an aliyah as we learn together. My name is Sibby Zuckerman, and today we'll be continuing our discussion on inner connection. The first step toward connection is actually noticing disconnection. And we've been talking about how disconnection pulls us out of ourselves, out of our inner world. Think about it. The less a person is aware of what's really driving them, the less they can actually direct who they want to be. They're less attuned to their emotions, perspectives, and values. If a person has all these strong competing drives inside, approval-seeking, avoiding discomfort, comparing themselves to others, it's a bit scary to wonder, who's really running my life? Is it me? Or just a bunch of automatic reactions to subconscious forces that I'm not even aware of? Let's take an example. Your boss criticizes you, or your child has a meltdown in public, and suddenly your mind starts spinning. You feel threatened, insecure, afraid you don't measure up, and you react without understanding yourself, and without really being in touch with yourself. If those forces are driving us, then we are actually out of the picture. That's disconnection. It's avodas hamusar, the inner work of developing our character, that helps us bring ourselves back into connection. It helps us truly know ourselves so that we can connect to ourselves. And this kind of self-knowledge isn't about making a list. I'm good at this, I'm bad at that. It's a deeper, more intuitive kind of knowing. Like, wow, that's really me. And whatever I find, whether I like it or not, I don't judge it. I understand my strengths and weaknesses, my background, my experiences, my biases, and I hold all of that with acceptance. It's about really seeing myself for who I am, with curiosity and compassion. Now, this kind of acceptance can't just be intellectual. It needs to reach the emotional and even the visceral body level of experience. We often think of emotions as something that happen in the brain, where we can then analyze and sort of control them. But Revolpa explains that emotions are actually based in the body. So when the inner consciousness of my neshama, my soul, can truly see and embrace who I am, including my feelings and experiences that are based in my body, that's the first step in connecting body and soul. That's real inner connection. Let's bring this to life with an example from our relationships with other people. Sometimes it's easier to understand inner connection by thinking about how it feels with another person, how that connection would feel with another person. So imagine you share something really sensitive and vulnerable with a close friend, and her response is amazing. She listens, she gets you, she doesn't judge, she doesn't look down on you, she just holds that space and she says, wow, that is so hard. And it's like she's telling you, even without the words, you don't have to hide here. You're safe. And then think about how your body feels in that moment. How you exhale this sigh of relief. This sense of safety, of belonging. That sense of being seen and accepted, that's an experience of connection. Now imagine being that kind of wise and supportive friend for yourself. That's the first step in inner connection. What's so interesting, though, is that the real self-knowledge that we need for connection is only possible when we approach ourselves with compassion. Because if we try to get self-knowledge, but then we come at ourselves with criticism and judgment, really what we do is we instinctively hide the parts of us that we're ashamed of. This is subconscious. We push them into the shadows because we can't bring ourselves to face them. But when we're able to meet ourselves with compassion, we make space to see all of who we are. And that act of compassionate self-knowing is itself connection. Even before we take the additional steps to care for ourselves emotionally or physically. Of course, there's a certain fear around trying to get to know ourselves. There's a fear of shame. We think, if I really got to know myself, maybe I'll find out I'm not good enough. But the goal is to move past that fear, to connect with the deepest part of ourselves, our neshama, the part that knows we're good at our core. And from that place, we can see ourselves clearly and with kindness. When I know myself well, but with compassion, I develop a deep sense of inner value. I can also see my challenges, my baggage, as just my stuff, the unique material Hashem gave me to work with and refine. And that's empowering because it opens us up to this beautiful lifelong project of self-development. Let's close with a small practice in self-compassion. Think of a recent moment when you felt disappointed in yourself. And instead of replaying it critically, try to notice what you're feeling underneath. And say to yourself gently, "It's okay. I was struggling. I'm human. I'll keep growing." And see if you can hold that moment with warmth and understanding, the way you would for a friend. That's the beginning of real inner connection. Thank you for learning with me.